الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So dear brothers, we continue with أحكام التلاوة برواية حفص عن عاصم from the طريق of شاطبية. Today we will talk about the ruling of ميم ساكنة. And we finished, last time we finished the Noon, As-Sakina, and At-Tanween. So who can remind us how many ruling for An-Noon, As-Sakina, and At-Tanween?
Four.
And what are they?
Izhar, Iqam, Iqfa,
An-Noon. Iqlab. Okay. So what are the letters of Izhar? The throat letters, which are? Hamza, Ha.
Hamza, Ha,
Ain, Ha, Ain, Ghain, Ha'un, Kha. Or Ain, Ha, Kha'un, Ghain, whatever. If those letters come straight away after the Noon, Sakina, or Tanween, what should we do?
Pronounce the Noon exactly as per.
As is. Yeah, without any modification. Okay. Now, how about the idgham? What should we do with the noon sakinah, the letter noon, if it followed by? First of all, what are the letters of izhar? Of idgham, sorry. Yarmulun. So six letters, which are al ya, al ra, al mim, al lam, al waw, and noon. And we divided those letters into two groups. Idgham with ghunna, which is yanmu, and idgham without ghunna, which is al-lam and al-ra. So what is the idgham? The merging. So what does that mean? How do we merge? What we merge? Yeah. So the idgham is merging. That means we merge the noon with the letter followed by it. And that's mean the noon is no longer visible. It's no longer pronounced. But with the idgham of ghunna, we leave one attribute of the noon, which is al-ghunna. And that's why we say the idgham with ghunna is incomplete idgham. It's incomplete deleting or destroying the noon. We leave part of it, which is al-ghunna. But with al-lam wa ra, unfortunately, not the noon itself nor its attributes remained. Nothing remained. So it's totally deleting or totally merging. Okay, what is al-iqlab? Noon is followed by ba. So we converted to mim. Like min ba'd. We say mim ba'd. So we converted the noon to mim. Why? Because it was, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Because it followed by al-ba. And we said the mim is hidden. And we said we will talk about the hidden mim in the next class, which is today, inshallah. Okay, so al-ikhfa has only one letter, which is al-ba. And what do we do with the mim? What do we do with the noon? We convert it to mim. The last hukum is al-ikhfa, which, and what are the letters of ikhfa? The rest of the letter. And I told you like a poetry about those letters. I'm not going to remind you because I know that none of you will memorize it. It's mainly for Arabic speakers. It's easier for them. But for you, may Allah support you. But you have to memorize. I mean, if you memorize the letters of idgham, ikhfa, letter of izhar, idgham, iqlab, it's easy. All other letters are ikhfa. So what you do when you see the noon sakina, you see the letter after it. If it's the letter, one of the letter of izhar, you apply the izhar. If it's one of the letters of idgham, you apply the idgham. If it's iqlab, you apply the iqlab. Otherwise, you do it ikhfa. And what's al-ikhfa?
The hiding.
So how do we hide the noon, sakina and the tanween?
The tongue approaches the, but not quite hitting the makharij point of the next letter. You have this gunna, and then you just let it go after that.
Right.
Something.
Yeah. Your mouth take the shape as you pronounce the next letter. But you are not pronouncing it. You are just like making it ready for pronouncing the next letter. So you change the articulation point of the noon sakina. It's no longer from its original articulation point. We try to move it to the articulation point of the next letter. And once you breathe is off, the letter comes automatically. And we said the hiding is a stage between al-izhar and al-idgham. Al-izhar is completely visible, completely clearness for the noon. And al-idgham is completely deleting for it. But hiding, al-ikhfa, you not pronounce it as is totally. You are not deleting it totally. You put it in between. So it's like you pronounce the noon, but you are not pronouncing it. Okay? And we said, because the mouth and the tongue take the shape of the next letter, of the following letter, so the ikhfa of the noon takes 15 different way. When we make the ikhfa with the qaf, it's different from ikhfa with the ta, it's different from the ikhfa with the sin, it's different from ikhfa with the jim. Every letter, we make the hiding of the noon in a different way. So min qabl is different, min shay is different, man kana. So the noon itself is different. Why? Because it takes the shape of the next letter. Okay, today we have ahkam al-mim, the ruling of the mim sakina, and it's much easier than the noon as-sakina. We have only three hukum. The first hukum has one letter, the second hukum has one letter, and the rest have all to the third hukum. So it's easy. You just need to memorize two letters, and the rest will be with the third hukum. Okay. So first mistake. The mim sakina has four ruling because I copy-paste from the noon. It's not. It's a three ruling. We need to change that. Idgham, the merging. Ikhfa, the hiding. And izhar, the making clear. Okay? We always, when we decide which hukum should be applied for the noon, what should we do? For the mim, what should we do? When we want to apply the hukum, yes.
Then later, after mim.
Yeah.
After mim,
exactly. So the bottom line is, first of all, you have to check first that the mim is sakina, doesn't have any haraka. That is the first ruling. The second thing is you look straight away after the mim, what exactly the letter followed the mim. And if the letter is among the idgham letter, then we make the mim idgham. If it's ikhfa, then we make it ikhfa. Otherwise, we will do it izhar. So even the order of the ahkam is different. We will start from the idgham and ikhfa because this one has one letter and this one has one letter and the rest have al izhar. So the most common hukum for the izhar, for the mim is al izhar. All like al-mim is izhar with all the letters except two letters, which make this class much easier than the noon. The ruling that is applied depends on the letter that immediately follows the mim sakina. So we always check that it's mim sakina, then what's the letter followed it. Let's start with the idgham. Idgham is the merging. We have non-vowel letter with a vowel letter, so the two letters become one emphasized letter of the second one. So when we make idgham, we mainly delete the first one and we put shadda on the next one. So it becomes the two letters combined in one letter with shadda. And the only letter makes the mim idgham is the mim itself. And we call it idgham al-mutamathilin. So two letters come consecutively. We delete the first one and we put shadda on the second one, so they become only one letter with shadda. So idgham al-mim has only one case. When the mim is followed by another mim, what we do is we combine the two mim and we put shadda. That's it. And of course we apply the gunna. And the gunna is two harakat in al-mim al-mushaddada. Because the mim by default has a gunna. So when it combined with the other mim, we apply the gunna. So if a mim sakina followed by another mim, the two memes will be combined together and be pronounced as one meme mushaddada, ay, with shadda, and that's of course we apply the gunna. It's easy. That is the first hukum. The first hukum is al-idgham, means merging. If the meme is followed by meme, we combine it together and we make it meme mushaddada, and we apply the gunna. Idgham meme can be done in one word or two words. Is it exactly the same as unknown? In idgham unknown, can we do it in one word or two words? Idgham asa'il, idgham al-noon al-sakina, ad al-tanween, must be in two words. Can the noon sakina, the idgham for the noon sakina, be in one word? Why? Any example? Because it should change the meaning. Yeah, that's right. But give me an example. We provide you with the three or four words in the Quran. Like qinwan. Qinwan, an-nun as-sakina was followed by waw. And the waw is one of the idgham letter. So we should pronounce it qiwan. Qiwan. But is that right? Is that correct? No. Because the idgham cannot be applied in one word. So the hukum of noon as-sakina in qinwan is? What's the hukum for noon sakina in qinwan? Izhar. We leave it, it's back to normal, back to its original way, which is al-izhar. Another word is sinwan. Sinwan, there is noon sakina followed by waw. Should be idgham, but we do not apply the idgham because the idgham cannot be applied in one word. And etc. So so the noon sakina cannot be idgham in one word, must be in two words. But the mim sakina can be merged in one word or in two words. I'll give you an example of it. Let's have the examples for two words and one word. The first example, خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَاب.
خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَاب.
Allah created you from sands, from the dust. And here, in the red color, خَلَقَكُمْ الميم ساكنة, and then followed by ميم متحركة, مِن, with كَسْرَة. What we do, what should we do? We should combine the two letters in ميم مشددة. So we delete the first ميم and we put شدة with كسرة on the second ميم. So it becomes like one word.
خلقكم من تراب.
خلقكم من تراب.
And did you notice that when you pronounce the ميم مشددة that the غنة part, the غنة is coming from your nose.
خلقكم تراب.
So the غنّة is visible, is completely can be noticed.
ضرب لكم مثلا. لكم مثلا.
This is another example. Here ميم ساكنة followed by ميم with فتحة. What should we do? The hukum here is idgham. We merge the two mim, so we delete the first one and we put shadda on the second one. Shadda fatha becomes
lakum mathala.
Lakum mathala.
In kuntum mu'minin.
In kuntum mu'minin.
So here, ميم ساكنة followed by ميم متحركة. The second ميم has ضمة. So what we do, we say ميم ساكنة followed by ميم متحركة. Then the ruling is إدغام. What should we do? We delete the first one and we put شدة with the second one. So it becomes شدة ضمة.
كنتم مؤمنين. ولهم ما يشتهون.
ولهم ما يشتهون.
This is the way we write it in the we it's written in the Quran. The first meme doesn't have any haraka. The second one has shadda and fatha. Why? It's originally this one has only fatha, not shadda. But because we merge it, when they wrote the Quran, they put this sign, شدة فتحة, as a sign of merging or إدغام.
وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ.
وَلَهُمْ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ.
كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ.
كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ.
So here we apply so many حكمس. First of all, we make إدغام for the ميم and ميم, and we make إخفاء for the noon. Why? Because it followed by the fa.
من فئة. كم من فئة.
So how many غنة here we have?
Two.
Two? Are you sure? Where is the first
one?
With the idgham of ميم, there is غنة. And where is the other
one?
من فئة. Is there any غنة in من فئة? Why? Yes, it is. The إخفاء of نون has غنة on it. So we have two غنة. One for the إدغام, the ميم, and one for إخفاء, the نون. And if we complete, we will get some more أحكام. But we will stop.
أمن خلقنا. أمن خلقنا.
أمن خلقنا.
Okay, how many غنة we have here? Only one, which is with the ميم. How about the نون? The نون is إزخار. And with إزخار, do we have غنة? Indeed, if you remember correctly, we said with the إزخار there is the minimum غنة. Because the noon can't be pronounced without غنة. Some of the ulama said with the izhar there is no غنة at all. But indeed there is a minimum غنة. Because when you say أمن من خلقنا من خلقنا من خلقنا, so there is غنة. But it's very slight. It's not like أمن خلقنا. This is very long غنة in comparative with this one. Okay. However, if in the exam you say حكم النون الإظهار and it doesn't have غنة, I won't put X on it. Why? Because big part of the ulama say that izhar doesn't have ghunnah. So I will accept that from you. Okay. So those for two words. Now the for the one word, which is alif lam mim sad. So the mim sad, mim sad. Lam mim. How do we say this? We say alif lam mim sad. So the lam end with mim, and mim start with mim. So we have two consecutive mim. We combine it with shad. We don't have the screen today.
No.
No excuse today. Last time you said in a hurry. Okay. So lam is a word ended with mim, and mim is a word started with mim. So we should combine it together and we make it mim mushaddada. So this is an example of the idgham of the mim in one word. Alif lam mim sad.
Alif lam mim sad.
This we call it al-madd al-harfi. And we will talk about it in al-mudud. We only have a couple of classes just for your knowledge. Today we will finish Ahkam al-Mim, and we have either three or four lectures in al-mudud, and that is the end of this long course. So thanks for your patience, and we will talk about this in details, inshallah, in the coming classes. Okay. Alif lam mim.
Alif lam mim.
So this is another example of idgham al-mim in one word. Because lam, mim, lam end with mim, and mim start with mim. So we combine both of the two mim. Okay. So let's go to the second hukum, which is al-ikhfa. And al-ikhfa is hiding. It's hiding the mim. The pronunciation of the mim sakina in a way between izhar and idgham with a ghunnah. So we don't make it clearly, very clear. We don't delete it totally. But we put it in between. And that's with only one letter, is al-ba. So if the mim is followed by the ba, we make it hidden mim. So let's say, let's have one example, and we will come back to that. Like la yunbadan. Indeed, those not a good example. We come back to those. Wahum bil akhirah. وَهُمْ
بِالْآخِرَةِ.
So what's the ruling of the meme here? إِخْفَى. Why? It's followed by ba. And with the إِخْفَى الْمِيمِ, how do we do it? We don't pronounce it clearly. We don't say وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And we don't say وَهُبْ بِالْآخِرَةِ. هُبْ بِالْآخِرَةِ, it's like making deleting, idgham. And wahum bil akhirah, it's like making idhar. Both of the two wrong. We say wahum bil akhirah.
Wahum bil akhirah.
And do we close the lips or we leave a gap? This is a big argument between the ulama as well. Yeah. So some of the ulama say wahum bil akhirah. So you leave. You leave a gap. And some, they said, no gap. The gap is qawlun muhdas, is a new said. But the old people, they say, the two lips meet together, but without pressing the two lips. We don't say, wahum bil-akhirah. We say, wahum bil-akhirah. So it's like, you hardly close the two lips without pushing them too much. So don't leave gap, don't push or press the two lips, you just meet the two, the, make the two lips meet together. وَهُمْ
بِالْآخِرَةِ
And you apply the gunna. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ Okay, so let's summarize. If we have mim sakina followed by ba, then the hukum is ikhfa. What should we do with the ikhfa? We make the two lips meet together without pressing too much or without leaving a gap. And we apply the ghunna. It's easy. Okay? وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ ترميهم بحجارة
أنتم به
يعتصم بالله
هم بارزون
فاحكم بينهم. Okay, let's go back to see what we left. So, the pronunciation of the mim sakina in a way between izhar and idgham with ghunna. There is only one letter cause the ikhfa for the mim, which is alba. While doing the ikhfa, the two lips are met together, but without any pressure. Or is that pressure? It's, yeah, so it should be C-U?
U.
Yeah, I think it's a written mistake. Okay, so without any pressure, it should be without any pressure and without leaving a gap as well. If the nun sakin or the tanween, now let's refresh our memory. With al-iqlab, with iqlab al-nun, I don't want actually you to cheat. With iqlab and noon, when do we the noon iqlab? Followed by ba. And what should we? What do we do with the noon sakina? Okay. So if the noon sakina is followed by noon, then we change it to meme. Is that the end of the story? And we apply the ghunna with what? With the meme? Are we talking? We were talking about the meme or noon? We are talking about the noon. Okay. So he can guess what do I mean by this question? We say the noon is sakin. If it's followed by ba, then we change it to meme. Is that the end of the story? Or we still have to do some extra work? I'm sorry? Change it to mim and add a ghunna and that's it. Okay, let's combine that with the things we just mentioned. We mentioned that the mim, if it's followed by ba, then what's the ruling? The ruling is ikhfa. So indeed, if the noon sakina or tanween is followed by ba, not only we change it to mim sakina. Once we change it to mim sakina, the cleaver of our mind will works like quickly, and then we will say, now we have mim sakina followed by ba. Then the ruling of the mim sakina should be ikhfa. So in this, we have two hukum. The iqlab for the noon sakina and the ikhfa for mim sakina. So if you remember, when we talk about the iqlab, we said we convert the noon sakina to mim and we make it hidden mim. And we said we will talk about the hidden mim next class. Now we just mentioned the hidden mim. What is the hidden mim? It's the meme with the hukum of ikhfa because it followed by ba. How do we do it? we make the two lips meet together without any pressure, without any gap. And we apply, of course, the ghunnah. Okay, so let's have an example of that. So if the nun sakina, or the tanween, was changing into a meme, as it followed by the ba, such as la yunbadan, la yunbadan, alimun bidhati sudur, عليم بذات الصدور
عليم بذات الصدور.
Then the meme also has إخفاء. It's not only you convert the تنوين or the نون to meme, but you also make the meme hidden meme. You apply the حكم of إخفاء on it. And the حكم of إخفاء is the two lips meet together without any pressure, without any gap, and we apply the ghunnah. The ikhfa can take place in one word or in two words, easy. And those are the examples we've just mentioned. وَهُمْ
بِالْآخِرَةِ
تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةِ
أنتم به
يعتصم بالله
هم بارزون
فاحكم بينهم And now we have two حكم for نون converted to ميم. And then we apply the ikhfa. So it doesn't matter the meme is original or it comes as a result of the conversion of the noon to meme. It doesn't matter. It's still meme sakina. So we apply the hukum exactly on it. We apply the hukum on it exactly as the original meme. La yunbadan.
La yunbadan.
Anbi'hum. Okay. The last hukum is the izhar, which the pronunciation of the meme from its original articulation point without any changing. So you see how easy is the class of today. We have meme with meme, idgham, meme with ba, ikhfa, and all other letters are izhar. So it's applicable to the meme sakina if it's followed by all the remaining letters in the alphabets after removing the two letters of idgham and ikhfa, which are the meme and alba. There are 26 letters, which is al-hamza, al-ta, al-tha, al-jim, al-ha, al-kha, al-dal, al-dhal, al-ra, al-zay, al-sin, al-shin, sa-dad, ta-dha, ayn-ghayn, fa-qaf, kaf-lam, Noon, ha, waw, ya. So all those letters are, we make the meme sakina as is. Let's have just a few examples. But before we started having the example, we have to pay extra care to the letter fa and waw. Why? Because fa and waw, they share the same articulation point of the meme. So if you automatically when you find the meme followed by waw, you like the it's a common mistake that people make it ikhfa. They make it ikhfa because the waw and the fa very close to the articulation point of the meme, so they affecting it and they make it hidden. But this is shouldn't be the case. This is a common mistake. So you have to emphasize the clearness of the meme if it's followed by waw or fa. Special care has to be paid to those two letters if they are follow immediately the meme, not to making any affection to the meme. The meme still has to be clear and the hukum is hard. Maybe we will have an example of it. For the meme sakina, izhar is applicable in one word or two words. So that is easy for the meme. All the ahkam of meme can be applied in one word or in two words. But with the meme, with the nun sakina, only the idgham can't be applied in one word. Okay, let's have some example with al-hamza.
Alaykum
anfusakum.
Indeed, alaykum anfusukum. But here the hukum is for the meme is al-izhar. Why? Because it's followed by hamza.
Al-dham'anu ma'a.
Al-dham'anu ma'a.
The ayah is yahsabuhu al-dham'anu ma'a. So the one who is thirsty will think the sarab is water when he is like in desert or in the desert, but it's not. And this is like an example of meme followed by hamza. So we pronounce it clear as is. For the jim,
ja'alnahum jasada.
Ja'alnahum jasada.
So it's, we don't say ja'alnahum jasada, and we don't say ja'alnahum jasada. We say ja'alnahum jasada.
عليهم دائرة السوء.
عليهم دائرة السوء.
This is an example of dal in two words, and وأمددناهم.
وأمددناهم.
In one word. أمزاغت.
أمزاغت.
رمزا.
رمزا.
On ميم and now on ضاد. آباءهم ضالين. We don't say aba'ahum dalin. No, we say aba'ahum dalin.
Aba'ahum dalin.
Wamdu.
Wamdu.
So both of them is hard. Malakum kayfa tahkumun.
Malakum kayfa tahkumun.
So here al-mim followed by kaf. Then al-hukum al-idhaq. In two words, in one word, fayamkuth.
Fayamkuth.
Fayamkuth. So all those words, we pronounce the meme as is, without any hidden, without any merging. Let's have a few examples as well. Here, amattana.
Amattana.
Indeed, this is amta because mim sakina. Amta,
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 amta muruhum.
Amta muruhum.
This is one word and two words on the letter of ta. Now the letter of ta. Amthaluha,
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 amthaluha.
Yumitukum thum. So here al-meem followed by tha, and here al-meem followed by tha, but here in one word and here two words, and both of them the meem is haq.
Yamhaq.
Yamhaq. Am hasibtum.
Am hasibtum.
This is an example of ha in one word or two words. Yamhaq.
Yamhaq.
Am hasibtum.
Am hasibtum.
An example of fa, innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna.
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 Anybody knows why we provide this example? Exactly. Why?
The fa and the
waw. And this an example for both of them. So if someone who likes to make his recitation musical, he will say,
innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna.
so he try like to make it a music, and they, he apply like he making ikhfa, because the ikhfa is one of the most hukum making. Extra care should be given on those words.
إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة.
إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة.
Excellent. Now the last example. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم.
اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم.
حسابهم وهم.
حسابهم وهم.
So here exactly the same, because the mean followed by waw. الحكم here is إظهار, not إخفاء. Okay, let's summarize the أحكام of the mean. Mean ساكنة can either have إدغام with mean, إخفاء with باء, or إظهار with all other letters. إدغام and إخفاء comes with two حركات غنة, but إظهار comes with the minimum غنة. So it's exactly the same. The إظهار of ميم and إظهار of نون exactly the same, has minimum غنة. But the إدغام and إخفاء has the long غنة, which is two حركات. إدغام, إخفاء and إظهار can be in one word or two words. So it's not like the نون الساكنة. Now let's have some. How long do we have?
About
20 minutes. 20
minutes.
Yep. Excellent. So we have time for practicing this time. Let's listen to the Sheikh for like a few minutes, and then we'll start. Yes, start. You see, can we stop? So, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم. This is the first حكم of the meme, and it comes with فاء. What's the حكم here? إظهار. And with the extra care has to be paid. And what's the حكم for the next one? فمنكم. إظهار as well. Because in meme it's easy, as long as it's not hasn't followed by meme or ba, it's easy. خلاص إظهار. طيب ومنكم مؤمن. What's the حكم here? إظهار, إدغام, إقلاب, إخفاء. What? What is that? إدغام. Why is that? It's followed by me. Yeah, that's it. It's easy. As long as it's followed by me, then idgham. Followed by ba, ikhfa. Otherwise, it's izhar. Okay, can we continue, please?
وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير.
Can we stop?
يعلم.
So فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير. Do we have any hukum here? This ayah. فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرِ What is that? You mean an al-masir? Okay, that's right. The meme in al-masir with fatha. But do we have any other hukum? Yes, and what's the hukum? Izhaq. And with the extra care, yeah. He did not actually continue, but you can continue. And indeed, the hukum here is like the priority for the continuous. But the Sheikh, for some reason, yani, he stopped. However, stopping on it is not wrong. You have the option to stop or to continue, but it's better to continue. If you continue, you have to pay extra attention not to make the meme ikhfa. Okay, let's continue. Okay, do we have any hukum here? Let's start with Ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wal-ard. Any hukum here? No, because the meme is not sakina. Wa ya'lamu ma tusirruna wa ma tu'linun. The meme followed by meme. It doesn't have sukun. So you have to be careful that we are talking only about the meme sakina. And how about wa ma tu'linun? Here we have another meme here. It's not sakina though. All right. So let's continue. Wallahu alimun bidhati sudur. Do we have any hukum here? What is that? Idgham? Ikhfa? Any third answer? Okay. Ikhfa for what? That is the correct answer. We have two hukum here. Iqlab for the tanween to meem, and then we apply the ikhfa for meem because it followed by ba. We said here we have double hukum. We have combined hukum. We start with a tanween followed by ba. Tanween followed by ba, then al hukum, the ruling is iqlab. Iqlab to what? To meem. So the meem is followed by ba. What's the hukum of the meem? It's ikhfa. It doesn't matter the meme is original or it came as a result of the iqlab. It doesn't matter. Meme sakina followed by ba, straight away we apply the ikhfa. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, we'll stop again. We have a lot of meme here, but we will see if it's out of the scope or it's within the scope of the class. Let's start. Who can give us some of the ahkam for the meme in this ayah? Alam ya'tikum. Yes. The hukum, the ruling of the meme, al-izhar. Why? Meme followed by, yeah, that's right. Okay, what's else? What else? Ya'tikum naba. Yes, what's the hukum here? What's the ruling? The hukum of meme or the ruling of meme is al-izhar. Why? Because it's followed by noon. Okay, keep going. Min qabl, right, we are talking about the noon, the meem as-sakina, not the noon. And the noon is not izhar here anyway. Any other hukum? أمرهم ولهم. All right. So what's the hukum here? Izhar for what? For izhar for ra? Yeah, izhar for the mim because it's followed by ra. What else? Walahum adab. What does that have? Izhar because the mim has followed by ayn. What else? We skipped one. Amrihim wa walahum. Yeah. Al mim is sakina followed by wow. So al hukum is idgham. It's obvious. Not idgham. It's izhar with care because otherwise you either make it idgham or you make it. Okay. I think we will stop here and let's have some practice. What time is the Isha?
Almost 9 on the dot.
Okay, so
maybe 10 minutes.
Good. So each one will have like 1 minute or so. You keep, you continue, Hamza.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Thalika bi annahu kanat ta'tihim rusuluhum bil bayyinati faqalu abasharun yahdunana fakafaru wa tawallu wastaghna Allah.
Jazakallah khair. Give us some of the ahkam if you have for the meem in the ayah. Yeah. Put you put the microphone. Yes.
That is ikhfa for me.
Yeah. Because?
Because it's received by
that. Right. What do we do with the ikhfa?
We put
ghunnah on the meem. Yeah. And we make the two lips
together but with no pressure.
Meet together without pressure, without gap. Okay, excellent. Zikrun.
زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير.
Can we continue with لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ and then you continue without stopping? I know that you can stop but I need you to continue. ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ
Excellent.
Any hukum? Any huni?
Yes.
In the last few words you read from there?
Yeah. Yeah. So, because I didn't pause. The rib sakina is followed by the waw.
Yeah.
So that is what is it? That's
is it idgham, ikhfa, izhar?
It's
it's either if has the meme followed by meme or ba?
No.
It's hard. It's obvious that it's hard. That's with extra careful. That's right. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Next, Abdussalam. I think we don't have any hukum for meme, but let's have one of the noon sakina will be fine.
Noon sakina?
Yes. Anzalna. Here we have noon sakina, but what's the hukum here? Either izhar, idgham, iqlab, or ikhfa. The izhar, you know the letters of izhar. Is it? It's not izhar, of course, because none of the throat letters. The zay is not of the throat letters. It's not even idgham because not yanmu. Zay is not among yanmu. And it's obvious that it's not a qlab because it's not ba. So what's left? The ikhfa. The ikhfa is left. And how will you pronounce it? Anzalna. Yeah, so we hide it. It's not like idgham, not izhar, it's in between. Jazakallah khair. Next, please. At-taghabun. ذلك يوم التغابن. نعم. يكفر عنه سيئاته. Jazakallah khair. Can we have one hukum of meme? Let's start from the beginning. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ. Do we have meme?
Yes, it's hard.
Which meme you are talking about?
يَجْمَعُكُمْ.
Is it the first one or the last one? يَجْمَعُكُمْ has two meme. Which one you are talking? Sorry? The second one? What's the hukum? Why? Yeah. And no iqlab with meme. It's we don't have, it's not followed by meme or ba, so it's izhar. Al-lam is one of the izhar letter. Jazakallah khair. What we will do, we just have like a couple of minutes. I will read and then you read after me. Maybe it's like more beneficial, okay? Because we're running out of time.
Oh, here, so page 3.
Page 3, yeah. So let's start from page 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار. أولئك أصحاب النار خالدين فيها.
أولئك أصحاب النار خالدين فيها.
خالدين فيها وبئس المصير.
خالدين فيها وبئس المصير.
ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله.
ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله.
ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. والله بكل شيء عليم.
والله بكل شيء عليم.
Do we have أحكام for ميم here?
يؤمن بالله.
يؤمن بالله. That's correct. What's the حكم here? Well, if it's إقلاب for the noon. To meme, and then what's the hukum for the meme? إخفاء. وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول.
وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول.
فإن توليتم فإنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين. الله لا إله إلا هو.
الله لا إله إلا هو.
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
وعلى الله
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم. إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم.
إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم.
عدوا لكم فاحذروهم.
عدوا لكم فاحذروهم.
وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن إن الله غفور رحيم.
وإن تعفوا وتصفحوا وتغفروا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Okay, inshallah we will stop here and سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.